ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 3, entitled Pure Devotional Service. Text number 20. Please repeat. Bile Batorukraman Ye Na Shrunvataha कर्णपुटे नरस्य जिह्वासति दादुरिकेव सूत न चोपगायति उरुगाय गाथाः बिलेवतोरुक्रमविक्रमान्ये न शृण्वतः कर्णपुटे नरस्य जिह्वासति दार्दुरिकेव सूत न चोपगायत्युर्गाय गाथा बिलेवतोरुक्रम विक्रमान्ये न शृण्वतः कर्णपुटे नरस्य जिह्वासति दार्दुरिकेव सूत न चोपगायत्युर्गाय गाथा बिलेवतोरुक्रम विक्रमान्ये न शृण्वतः कर्णपुटे नरस्य जिह्वासति दार्दुरिकेव सूत न चोपगायत्युरुगाय गाथा. Please repeat. गायत्युर्गाय गाथा बिलेवतोरुक्रमविक्रमान्ये न शृण्वतः कर्णपुटे नरस्य जिह्वासति दार्दुरिकेव सूत न चोपगायत्युर्गाय गाथा बिलेवतोरुक्रमविक्रमान्ये न शृण्वतः कर्णपुटे नरस्य। जिह्वा सचिदार्दुरिके वसुत न चोपगा। माता जी विलेवतोर क्रम विक्रमान्य गायत्रुर्गाय गाथा। विलेवतोरुक्रम विक्रमान् जिह्वासति दार्दुरिके वसुत क्रम विक्रमान्य न शृण्वतः कृष्ण वटे मुखस्य। जिह्वा सति दार्दुरिके वसुत नो चोपगायत्युर्गाय गाथा।
सिनोनिम्स बिलेव the snake holds, but like Urukrama, the Lord who acts marvelously, Vikraman, prowess, yea, all these, na, never, Shrunvataha, heard, Karnapute, the ear holds, Narasya, of the man, jivva, tongue, asati, useless, dardurika, of the frogs, eva, exactly like, suta, O Suta Goswami, na, never, cha, also, upagayati, chants loudly, Urugaya, worth singing, Gathaha, songs. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead, and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes, and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. The purport. Devotional service to the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is the transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when the senses of the body are purified in relation with the Lord. And one can render service to the Lord with the help of all the senses. As such, the senses and the action of the senses are to be considered impure or materialistic as long as they are employed only in sense gratification. The purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor who is part and parcel of the Lord also has the same senses. Service to the Lord is the completely purified use of the senses. As described in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord imparted instructions with full senses, and Arjuna received them with full senses. And thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and disciple is possible only when the reception is submissive and real. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teaching of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses so that one can logically understand the great mission. In the impure state of a living being, the marvelous senses are fully engaged in mundane affairs. If the ear is not engaged in the service of the Lord by hearing about Him from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ear will be filled with some rubbish. Therefore, the messages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world very loudly. That is the duty of a pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak something to others, but because they are not trained to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom, they are all speaking nonsense. And people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of people of the world. And people of the world are also receiving it. Similarly, the people of the world should be taught to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord. And the devotee of the Lord must speak loudly so that they can hear. The frogs loudly croak, with the result that they invite the snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially given for chanting the Vedic hymns and not for croaking like frogs. The word asati used in this verse is also significant. Asati means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns will be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting some mundane nonsense. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamaiham Dadati Svavadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this purport we see, continuing from yesterday's verse, now it is being spoken how the senses must be used in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikena Rishikeshasya Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. The very simple definition of bhakti is engaging the senses in the service of Master of Senses. That is Krishna. Krishna is Rishikesha. He is the master of the senses. So when someone engages the senses in something else than the master, So that's why somebody, we have to understand that the senses are to be used in the service of the Rishikesha, the personality of Godhead, who is the master of senses. So, it is also given, Srila Prabhupada gives one example. He says that the mind is the master of the senses, is the leader of the senses. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that just like all the fingers come together at the palm, the same way all the senses are connected to the mind. So mind is the leader. The senses do not have their own intelligent, or they don't have any discriminating power as such. So ultimately it's the mind who dictates, who desires when he sees the sense object. So the mind is compared to a wife. Intelligence is compared to a husband. And all the senses are like children. In the ideal scenario, what should happen is the husband, that means the intelligence, should be surrendered to a spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master will give the right direction to the husband, the intelligence. And the mind is like the wife. If the wife is serving the husband, and if she is properly guided, and if she is properly situated, then the mind and the senses together can control the children. In today's world, we see that actually the mind has become very disturbed. And sometimes the senses try to become the leader. Sometimes the senses pull us here and there. It's like the children trying to take over the house. Then it's going to be a havoc in the house. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions how the ideal system has been given. The mind, if it is properly trained, then the mind can actually control the senses and also direct them in the proper situation. Because that's why mind is called the leader. Shrotra chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adishthaya manaschayvam vishayan upasevate. So ultimately it's the mind. That's why we have so many chastisements for the mind. We have so many prayers, Mana Shiksha, written by Raghunath Das Goswami. There are so many different Vaishnava songs. You will see that the Vaishnavas are praying to the personality of Godhead so that we can control our mind. Our mind can become our biggest enemy. Or if it is properly trained, properly controlled, then it can become the best friend. Bandhuratmat manas tasya yenatmai vatmano jitaha. Anatmanastu shatrutve vartait atmaiva shatruvat. So Krishna speaks the same in Bhagavad Gita. So what do we choose? Our leader. If the leader is pure, then the dependence will also become purified. So that's why it's very important. That's why in the previous verse, the leadership has been talked. How the leaders should be and how the leaders influence the society in general. Just like if the rat community decides to choose a leader, and if they choose a big, powerful rat, that rat can be little useful. But when a big snake comes and attacks the community of rats, the big rat cannot help much, because ultimately he is also a rat. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that when the democracy system is that the fools and rascals, they are electing a greater fool and greater rascal amongst them. Who is the bigger fool? So Srila Prabhupada, that's why he calls democracy as a demon crazy. Srila Prabhupada always mentions, who is our leader or who is the actual hero to be followed? The first thing is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ultimate object. He is the ultimate hero. You know, Krishna is Vrajendra Nandana. Also, he is mentioned as Vrajanayaka. He's the leader who can take care of his dependents, who has the capacity to give them complete protection. At the same time, he can deliver them. Anything he performs is going to be good for the dependents. That's why Krishna is the ultimate leader. He's the actual, real hero. Srila Prabhupada always mentioned that the same Krishna, the Supreme Person, he appears in the age of Kali in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show and to become the leader of all the devotees. When there is a devotee community, whom to follow? So Srila Prabhupada always mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our leader. He is our hero. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been mentioned as a simha, like a lion. Just like all the rats, if they elect a rat as a leader, then he cannot really save them at the time of calamity. The same way, when in the human society, if the leader is not powerful, he cannot save the community from the serpent of death. Just like the rat community, the leader, who is rat, cannot really protect from a serpent. Krishnad asya trikala bhiva bhujago krishnasya sarvam vashet. So the serpent of death is there to attack everyone. And that serpent can be only fought with the leader, that is Krishna. That's why Krishna says sarvam vashet. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he took charge of all the devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been mentioned as the lion. So if the rats and all the animals, if they elect a lion as their leader, then the lion can give the actual protection. The same way, the society of humans, the society of demigods, the society of yakshas, kinnaras, kimpurushas, they all have chosen that Lord Vishnu is our leader, so he can give the actual protection. He is like a lion, Narasimha. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described, Chaitanya Simhera Navadvipe Avatar, Simha Griva, Simha Virya, Simhera Humkar. So he has been described like a lion. Why? Because he can give the ultimate protection. So there was one time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. There were so many associates and they were chanting and singing Krishna's holy names. They were performing Sankirtan, Harinam, loudly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he really felt ecstasy. He became so ecstatic that in the mood of that ecstasy, he fainted. And all the devotees were thinking, oh, what happened to our leader? He has fainted. Now how should we revive him? They all tried a lot to revive him, to bring him back to the consciousness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fainted. And that time, there were some Pathan soldiers. The Muslim soldiers were passing by. And then they saw that, oh, looks like there is a sannyasi who is unconscious. And looks like there are some other followers. Maybe they have killed him to steal something. It looks like some conspiracy theory. So they thought, the Pathans, that we should punish and we should kill them, whoever is culprit. So here, all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balabhadra, Bhattacharya, and other Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they were praying, oh my God, Krishna, please save us. Somehow wake up. Somehow wake up so we won't be punished. Otherwise, these Muslim soldiers, they are going to kill us. They will behead us. They were praying intensely to Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness, he told the soldiers that nothing to worry. It happens to me sometimes. I have some problem. Sometimes I get fainted. So it's a disease. It happens to me. Nothing, they haven't done anything to me. So the Pathan soldiers, actually there is a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Pathan soldiers. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to them and made them into Vaishnavas. He quoted from Quran. And he told them how the Supreme Absolute Truth is not impersonal. How he is a person. How he is so beautiful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually turned the Pathans into Vaishnavas. Even today there is a village, if you are on the way to Vrindavan, it's called Pathani Vaishnavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great that he can even convert, he can transform even the people who have no understanding of the personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful. And then when Balabhadra told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "My Lord, we were so scared. You were unconscious, you were not waking up, and these soldiers, they were so angry, we thought they are going to kill us." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How dare they? Do you think they can kill you without my sanction? How can they kill you? What are you talking about? I'm sitting in their heart as Paramatma. Unless and until I sanction, nobody can even touch you. Nobody can harm you." So that is the sign of real leader. The one who can give the protection from the material existence, the material ocean of birth and death. When Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they saw the mouth of the serpent Aghasur, they all thought that such a beautiful scenic spot, let's go for a sightseeing. And all of them were going, and when they went very close, some of the friends of Krishna, they understood that it doesn't look like a scenic spot, it's actually a demon. And what if he closes his mouth, he's going to kill us. So some of the sakhas, they actually understood that it is the mouth of that serpent is actually the mouth of death. They understood that. But then they looked at the beautiful smiling face of Krishna. And then they laughed. They thought that if Krishna is with us, he is the person in front of whom the death personified trembles in fear. If Krishna is our friend, if Krishna is with us, we don't care, we don't mind. We don't mind going in the mouth of death because Krishna is our friend. How can he let anything happen to us? Because we are the dear devotees of Krishna. So that was the conviction that they had. That was the kind of trust, confidence that they had in Krishna. So when we as a devotee, we should also try to build that trust, that relationship of confidence with Krishna, that Krishna will take care of me. Avashya Rakhibo Krishna, that no matter what, Krishna will take charge of my life. He will definitely take care of me. Pratidnya tava govinda name bhakta pranashyati iti sanskritya sanskritya pranan sandharayamyaham. So because Krishna, it is your vow that nothing will happen to my devotee, you will protect your devotee. May not be the body, but ultimately my protection has been guaranteed. That even if Krishna decides that a devotee should leave the body, but it is for the ultimate great for the devotee. It's like when a mother decides to change the dress of the child cannot be crying because I want the same dress. Why are you changing my dress? But the mother is saying, it's a dirty dress, why are you so attached? I'm going to put on a new, brand new dress that everyone will be so happy. So this is how a devotee thinks, that if this body is going, that means Krishna is changing my dress. So what is the problem? So devotees should try to build that level of conviction, the trust that Srila Prabhupada showed to all of us. You know, otherwise sometimes we really get scared for small things. That should not happen. So Krishna's arrangement is so beautiful that Krishna, even though he is the leader, at the same time for all the fools and rascals, all the people in the world in different parts of the planet or different hellish planets, Krishna has made sure that they are in association with a pure devotee. Krishna has given leadership to all the living entities. How? In the hellish planet, you see there is Yamaraj sitting. Yamaraj is a pure devotee. If somebody is completely gone case, completely, you know, full of papa, if he has done so much sinful activities, somebody who is the worst of the sinners, at the end of the life he may become a ghost, and then, you know, who is the master of ghosts? It's Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is their leader. So ultimately, this is the protection that Krishna is giving, that even for the fools and rascals and the lowest of the lowest class of humans, there is always a Vaishnava that Krishna has given. So even in the temple, in this temple, by the mercy of Prabhupada, the way he organized the institution, he made sure that everyone gets a leader. That there is a temple president, everyone will have a spiritual master. So he is our leader that you should follow. So that's the beauty of our Krishna consciousness movement. Now, the problem is, do we take our leaders seriously? That is the most important thing. Because if the leader is not taken seriously, then the maximum the leader can do is just pray for you. He can only pray for you. So that's very important. That's why Yamaraj says that Jivhana Vakti Bhagavat Gunanamadeyam. If somebody is really so sinful and has not used his tongue for taking the beautiful holy names of Krishna, Chetasyana Smaratita Charanaravindam. If somebody has not thought of Krishna in his mind, Krishnaya no namati chira ekadapi. Even once, if somebody has not bowed down in front of Krishna, tana dvayam asatam akrita vishnukrutyan. So Yamaraj is saying, all those fools and rascals, they have never used their tongue in the master of the senses. They have never chanted the holy names of Krishna. Who has never thought of Krishna and never bowed down, bring them to me. I will personally punish them, and with that punishment, I will also preach them. Ultimately, all the punishment is for reformation. Ultimately, all the punishment is not that Krishna is taking happiness in the punishment, or Yamaraj is being very happy. See, I'll torture you. You'll see how I torture you now. That's not his mindset. How he thinks is ultimately to reform. But if somebody is not taking the path of devotional service seriously, then what can the leader do? That's why King Kulashekhar, he mentions that what is the biggest wonder in this world? What is the biggest, the greatest wonder? Ascharyametad dimanushya loke sudham parityajya visham pibanti namani narayana gocharani Yaktvanya vachaha kuha kaha patanti. You know, King Kulashekhar, he says, what is the greatest wonder of the world is, there are so many beautiful things to be heard about Krishna. There are so many nice, beautiful forms of the deities that we can see through our eyes. There are so many good things given, but still, the wonder is the living entities, the fools and rascals of this world, they are sudham parityajya visham pibanti. They are rejecting the nectar and they are happily drinking the poison of sense gratification. Namani narayana gocharani. Such sweet, beautiful, holy names of Krishna. But the living entities of the world, they are rejecting them and they are speaking anya bhasha, prachalpa, worldly topics. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, that in this verse, one who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. So such a big wonder. What a great wonder Kulashekhar is saying. It's like a fly. Even if the fly is surrounded by beautiful flowers and so many nice things, but the fly will choose to sit on stool. The same, the other example is bumblebee, on the other hand. The bumblebee, even if surrounded by dirt and dust and all the bad things, always chooses to sit on the flower. So the same way, Vaishnavas, even in the material world, surrounded by so many bad things around, still they manage to make time to remember Krishna, to chant Krishna's holy names, to think of his activities. So that's something we must do. Or there is also, I had a friend who was the son of the owner of a big vegetarian restaurant, pure vegetarian restaurant. And they had all kinds of vegetarian, amazing foodstuffs. And there used to be a line. People would line up outside the store. Everything was available. You name it, it was there in his restaurant. But the son of the owner of the restaurant, he didn't eat there. He didn't like it. Rather, he would go to McDonald's, KFC, to eat meat. So that is the ascharyameta di manushya loke. That is the greatest wonder that Srila Prabhupada has given such a big buffet of different spiritual activities. Such amazing, beautiful books. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada has given with so much effort. It's like a mother has cooked so many varieties of foodstuffs. You know, she has made beautiful chapatis for her son with her own hands. It takes so much time, so much effort. The mother has made so many varieties of vegetables, sabjis, dal, and she has made a nice plate and she brings it to the son, and the son says, I'm sorry, I'm full. I just came out from outside. I ate outside. So that's the greatest wonder. That is the biggest misfortune of the people of this world. That Srila Prabhupada has given this entire, a huge plate for us. He has given beautiful deities. He has given beautiful temples. There are so many things, different services. There is a beautiful leadership. Everything has been given. It's right in front of us. But if a fool decides that, I'm so sorry, but I somehow like to eat in McDonald's, KFC, but I cannot accept this, then who can be the bigger fool than that person? What a big misfortune. So that is something we must understand. Our acharyas have taken a lot of efforts. Srila Prabhupada has not slept for many, many nights while he was translating. So when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we should read it in that fashion. When we hear Krishna's holy names, we should hear in that fashion. Otherwise, the senses are useless. That's the purport of today's verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody's question, comment? Bhrigupati Prabhu and then Devavrata Prabhu. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, thank you for a very beautiful class. I have a question relating to the regarding the relationship between the mind and the senses. You were talking about that at the beginning of the class, and I think you're making the point that it's really the mind that's desiring and not the senses. The senses are just like instruments. So when you said that, this thought popped in my mind. Why did Bilva Mangala Thakur poke out his eyes with the lady's hairpins? Was he... Because that, if you think about it, that doesn't make any sense, because it's the mind that he should have been thinking that was the problem, not his eyes. What's the explanation for that?
Yeah, Bilva Mangala Thakur, he gouged out his eyes because he thought that my eyes are the cause that constantly get attracted to this woman or that woman, and ultimately let me just cut the root of the problem. But Srila Prabhupada mentions also in that regard that such a drastic measures are not required. So Bilva Mangala Thakur, he actually, what we should learn from Bilva Mangala Thakur, from that incident of him gouging out his eyeballs, is the act of repentance is very important. Like, everybody has committed sinful activities, and nobody can say that I'm sinless. So when we think of the past, or even in the current situation, if somebody is struggling in Krishna consciousness, he should not take a drastic measure. Rather, he should take shelter of repentance. It is said, I think in Satsvarupa Maharaj is one of the books I had read, he mentions that Krishna is attracted by two things. Very important two things. If a devotee is performing these two things, he immediately attracts Krishna's attention. The first thing he says, that repentance. If a devotee is repenting that, Krishna, what I have done, I have rejected you, I have come to this world, it's all nonsense, and I could be there serving you in your personal presence, I could have done so much, but how fool I am. That's a repentance. And the second thing he says is austerity. Only repentance, only crying will not help. So that's what Bilva Mangala Thakur also, that was his repentance, that he gouged out the eyes, he poked the hairpins, but he repented. The feeling of repentance is to be taken from that incident. The same way we should repent, we should cry in front of Krishna. We should cry that, Krishna, I'm sorry, what have I done? I will never leave your company again. Even Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, you see, they write in their poems, they stress on repentance a lot. Srila Prabhupada writes, Bhuliya Tomara. Srila Prabhupada also mentions the same, that Bhuliya Tomar and Mayar Lati Khayachi Janman Janmantani. Srila Prabhupada also writes the same. Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhuliya Tomar Sansari Podiya. That is also there. You see the same in many, many literatures of the Vaishnava Thakurs, to show that repentance is very important. Yes, Prabhu. You forgot the question. You can ask me later. Yeah. Devavrat Prabhu? Maharaj would conclude. Or...
just wanted to add one little point to what you had mentioned. You actually took it on very nicely and explained it very understandably. Just one thing about the mind and the eyes. Even if a person plucks out his eyes, that is no guarantee that he will be free of the attraction of females. Because, could you just move a little bit, because I'm looking at Rigupati. Thank you. Yeah, it's no guarantee. Because the problem, as has been mentioned, is really in the mind. You can still have those mental images which are bothering you and which propel you to some particular female or some females in general. if it's in the mind and the mind is pushing, and the pushing forces one to move the body in a particular direction. The real problem is to overcome those attractions, those desires. And it is very difficult, if not impossible, to overcome those without the mercy, without the grace of Krishna. Krishna provides us with a particular kind of power which allows us to withdraw or to withhold that kind of interest in those particular sensual activities. So, therefore, taking out the eyes is not the solution. Really, it's taking the grace of Krishna or begging for the grace of Krishna to be free of that particular attraction or attachment. And if he gives us that, one will look at the female or the male, in the case of its opposite, as if like Sukadeva Goswami. He passed a group of females who were bathing in the water, and he was completely naked. But to him, nakedness or clothes was the same thing, because he considered that just all materiality. So therefore, he had no interest, no concern, no care about these ladies who were in the water. And they saw that, and they even exposed themselves because they felt that he had no interest in them. Whereas his father, when he passed, was Vyasadev, and he was married, there was still a tinge of interest in that. Of course, that tinge of interest was controllable completely by him. Nonetheless, his son was even far superior in that particular situation. In other words, he saw women, he saw sky, he saw trees, he saw air. It was all pretty much the same, because the only thing to him that was real was Krishna.
Just continuing on this point on the mind, while you're giving class and you're talking about the senses acting on the platform of the mind, there's a verse that I recently read in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of the Advanti Brahmana. And the prayers of the Advanti Brahmana, he's being harassed by so many different forces. People are like passing urine on him, insulting him, beating him up, and like so many different things. And he doesn't blame any of them. He says it's not the demigods, it's not other people, it's not weather, it's not time. The only thing that's the cause of happiness and distress in this world is my mind.
Yeah.
So, like, and then Radhe Shyamprabhu makes a point in relation to that, that there's no such thing as enemy or friend, because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So any sense of enemy and friend is simply a concoction of our mind in relationship to our benefit of sense gratification.
Yeah, our mind decides, our mind tells us that this guy is my friend or this guy is my enemy. You know, because the mind has all the different past experiences on which, and the mind decides. Like, even if you close your eyes and if you think of some beautiful food item that you like, if you close your eyes, you're not watching it. But if you just think in the mind about that food item, you will feel your mouth being watered. So how? That because the mind is the actual leader, or the mind is the root from where it originates. And so mind is also compared to a charioteer who has all the ropes connected to different horses, and the senses are considered to be horses. So the mind has all the ropes. The mind says that, okay, I'm going to walk this way. The mind pulls that particular rope, and then the senses act according to that. So mind is the one that dictates. Next, Mataji wants, and then we'll stop. Actually, what it means is, when we decide that this person is my friend or he's my enemy, we many a times we're only thinking on the platform of the mind. If we apply intelligence, then we may come to a different conclusion. The intelligence may say that, oh, this person has been strict to me, but it is for my own good. So that is important. The intelligence will tell, it will consider all the right discrimination. When you apply intelligence, when you go on the higher platform of intelligence, then you can actually see things better. So that's the platform of mind, to answer your question. And if you go further up, the platform of intelligence is more important. And even higher, the highest, I would say, is the platform where you are acting on behalf of God. When, like Arjuna said that, these are my relatives, so I don't want to fight. But Krishna said, you should fight because it's my desire. So Arjuna gave up his ideas. He gave up his ideas that originated from his mind or his intelligence. So he gave up the platform of mind, also the platform of intelligence, and he accepted the platform of the spiritual master, because he accepted Krishna as spiritual master. So when you come to the platform where you surrender, when you accept the platform of being servant of the spiritual master, then that's the highest, because then that will lead you to the highest goal. So I remembered the verse I was trying to quote for Archita, for your question, that Srila Prabhupada, he also mentions about the repentance. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Tumi mora chira sathi bhuliya mayar lathi khayyachi janma janmantare. So Srila Prabhupada said that, Krishna, you are my eternal friend, you are my real friend, you are my real brother, but I have rejected you, and because of which I am being kicked by Maya, life after life. So our Acharya show us the path of repentance. It's not that Srila Prabhupada is actually going through that, but he's showing to all of us how we should also practice repentance in our life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.